Our next guest, a very talented writer from SB Nation. Always a treat to have her back on the show. We welcome Charlotte Wilder back to downtown. A happy Monday to you, Charlotte.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks for having me. I don't know if that intro music was intentional, but I was very much into it.
What do you think?
That's the best thing that's happened to me in weeks.
Well, I don't know about that because I saw the social media post about your lunch today was certainly better than anything we had here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I wrote this article about the lobster boat races that take place up and down the coast of Maine, but I focused on the Jonesport ones, and the Maine lobster industry was pretty into it. So Maine Lobster sent us lobster rolls at the office, and it was a pretty good Monday lunch, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it looked very good. Well, let's talk about that piece. It really was a wonderful, wonderful story on the lobster boat races. What inspired you to come up here and spend a week hanging out on lobster boats with some very interesting people?
Yeah, I grew up spending summers in Rockport, Maine, and I taught sailing for about 8 years. And worked on, you know, schooners that would take tourists out, and I crewed on racing boats. And the boat club that I taught sailing at was, you know, the not fancy one in Rockport. It was Rockport Boat Club. You know, it was not where you went if you wanted your kids to be like, you know, the hobnobbing in the Hamptons. And it was this tiny little shack next to the fishing dock. I got to know some of the fishermen, and I've always been fascinated by these races that they compete in up and down the coast, where they, you know, trick out their boats with hundreds, if not thousands, of extra horsepower, and just, you know, go as fast as they can in this drag race, and they'll get up to, like, you know, between 40 and 70 miles an hour, which in a lobster boat is a pretty significant speed. So I wanted to tell this story because I didn't see anything sort of comprehensive on it, and I didn't see any good videos, so we produced a short documentary on it, too, and it was just really, it was a pretty wild experience being up there.
Well, and you met some incredible people as well, from Doug Dodge to the Allies, and, of course, as you mentioned in the piece, it's Allies, Beals, Carvers, and then the occasional immigrant who shows up there, but fascinating people to read about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was really moved by how they invited me into their lives and really let me know them. You know, I think that being able to tell people's stories is something that I take a responsibility I take very seriously, and something that feels very precious to me in some ways. And so, you know, I never want to sugarcoat anything, but I hope to get at a truth, and you know, they're very generous with me, so I really appreciated that.
And not to oversimplify it here, but in many ways, is it hanging on to a way of life that is certainly changing due to all kinds of factors, technology, but changing population trends as well?
Yeah, you know, it ended up being you know, I think it was somewhat sad to me because the races, you know, attendance is falling. It's not quite as big a deal as it used to be when this was, you know, the event of the summer. And I think technology does have a lot to do with that. You know, you grow up having access at your fingertips to the rest of the world and think, oh, okay, well, I could go there, and kids are moving away. And as opposed to when, you know, ways of life were probably a little more not compartmentalized, but, you know, that's what you did. You stuck around. And I think that is playing a significant role in the fact that these things aren't the as huge as they once were. But, you know, the industry, the lobster industry, is doing well. So it's a really interesting sort of cultural moment to me up there.
Well, it was fascinating, too, to read because there were some clear political viewpoints from some of the people involved that you spoke with there. But the wonderful thing about immersing yourself in the community like that and getting to know people is, in these times when everybody's at each other's throats over politics, you realize that, yeah, you know, it's still possible to disagree vehemently with somebody's politics, but still like them as a person and respect them and find common ground in other areas.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've been thinking about this a lot, especially after Charlottesville, how I think that there is a right and a wrong side these days. I think that it's sort of if you can talk to people and have a dialogue with people about, hey, this is why this might be a problem, or if you can't denounce Nazis, that's not great. And of course that none of it didn't get to that point in the piece, but I think that if we can break down some of these barriers and talk to each other, that's kind of it's imperative. That's going to be where we can save ourselves, hopefully. So yeah, I'm hopeful that a lesson can be like, hey, you can talk to each other and have a dialogue, if that's at all possible.
You mentioned the video, the mini documentary, that was excellent as well. Who are the folks who helped you out with that?
So I two of my good friends at work who are just wildly talented, Alex Hawley and Adam Porter. Adam directed it and edited it and made it just this, this really beautiful, dynamic arc of a story. And it was just it was a real pleasure to be able to produce this, find these people and do the reporting and bring these guys along and have them capture the essence of it so perfectly. So I could not be more thrilled. And one of my friends who lives in Maine was at the bus stop in Portland and texted me to say that a guy who looked like he could have been a lobsterman, he had some equipment with him, was watching it on his phone. So that was pretty exciting.
Well, we posted the link to both the video and your wonderful story on our Facebook page as well. You can find it on SB Nation too. We're talking with Charlotte Wilder here on Downtown. It was a treat to hear you this weekend, Saturday morning on Only a Game with Bill Littlefield. And look, there are some things we can all agree on, Charlotte, and I think Jay Cutler might be one of those, right?
I think Jay Cutler's face of just eternal disappointment is something that everyone can enjoy. It's always fun talking to Bill. And my dad texted me, I've written stuff. I've sort of been in this world for a little while now, but he texted me and he goes, NPR, Only a Game, you made it. And I was like, yeah, if that's the benchmark, then I'm a superstar.
I feel that because my in-laws, it'll be like, oh, who'd you have on the show? Oh, we had Bob Ryan. We had Bryan Cranston. Yeah, we had this one. But when we had Bill Littlefield on the show, well, I had made it. Yeah, that was it.
Yep, he's a hero, that man.
And you also talked about,
hero.
No question about it, you also talked about this ridiculous McGregor-Mayweather thing coming up. And isn't it sad that nobody's spending the money for these tickets? I can't believe it.
I know, right? No, I'm pretty excited about it. That if they're not buying them, I've thought the whole thing is a little ridiculous the whole time. But people are excited, and it's a spectacle, and everyone loves watching that. So we'll see if McGregor can learn how to box in what a few weeks.
What could go wrong? I think it's important for people to take a stand, but sometimes you get new information and you move, you evolve, as the politicians say. And Charlotte, it appears that that's happened with you, that you've modified your stance, apparently, on Jumbotron proposals.
I once wrote that no one should ever propose at a sporting event ever. Never on a Jumbotron. Like, just don't do it. But then I recently saw a picture of this guy proposing to a woman at a Dolphins preseason game. And I was like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. Like, you are taking the worst possible way to propose and doing it in the worst possible way. And it's so totally outrageous to me that it's wildly endearing. And I hope more people propose at preseason Dolphins games, because what could be better? I mean, I would say yes.
Oh, just for that? Yeah, just for the effort, the fact that you did it in that venue, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, not only did you get me to go to a Dolphins preseason game with you, but, you thought to bring the ring here, so let's do it, buddy.
And every time you're on, a new layer is peeled in the 6 degrees of Charlotte Wilder, that you seem to know everybody that we know. When you were tweeting back and forth with our friend Stephanie Stradley, the Houston lawyer, and we use her as a Deflategate expert.
Oh, Steph, I love Steph. We spent some time with each other in Houston when I was down there for the Super Bowl. She's so wonderful.
That's great. Charlotte, always a treat for us to talk with you. A really, really wonderful work on the lobster boat race story. Everybody, go check it out on SB Nation. Charlotte Wilder, thanks as always for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Rich. Great to talk to you.